Buenas noches, buenas noches, buenas tardes.
Anyhow, we have a quorum, so we're going to start the meeting. Present are myself, Manuel, and Vincent, Donaldo Lozano, Elisa Cifuentes, and Ryan.
Every time. I'm coming
now. Yeah, bet. I think it's already started raining. So hopefully we can get this done fairly quickly. So this meeting is called to order. We have a quorum. The agenda is approval of the amendments to the bylaws. The bylaws have been posted online on our website for about a month and a half now. I emailed everyone that we have an email to a copy of the bylaws that we're going to be voting on. As of this date, nobody has sent any complaints about any of the amendments to our email. So, the minutes. Now, the minutes are actually here. Could you pass one of this out to everybody? The minutes are part of the agenda. This is actually what we voted on last time. One of the things, in fact, if you notice, I'm recording. I've been recording every one of our minutes, meetings, every single one. After we adopt, I'm assuming we adopt the amendments, all meetings will have to be recorded. And the recordings will have to be saved for 5 years. So that way, in case there's any questions, anybody says you didn't do this or you did this and you didn't do that, there should be a recording of the meeting. And assuming we adopt this, the recordings that I have of the meetings will all be posted up on our website. The minutes for our general meeting, the last one we had, where everybody came, I recorded that, and it's actually on our website. It's over an hour long. The only problem is that the programs that we have for our website does not allow us to upload large documents or audios or videos, so I actually had to put it on YouTube to be able to upload it, but I'll be working on that. Last time we approved lowering the assessments to $50, approved raising the resale certificate to $250, approve a resolution that will remove much of the unnecessary declaratory instruments without a vote from the owners. Those are the three things that we approved last time. Financial report. If you flip the page on the other side, we have a financial report. We're actually doing pretty good. We had a budget of $60,000. We may wind up spending maybe a little bit more than $40,000. That includes all of the expenses of rentals. Rentals by itself is almost $12,000. Plus, they actually add things. And over the months, as I've noticed that they added things, I've told them to stop. So basically now, all we're paying rentals is the $930 a month. So, and they have already been notified formally that their services will no longer be required next year.
As of when?
Well, it'll be at the end of December. But right now they're really not doing anything for us. They're still giving me a financials because some people are still sending money. I believe they had one person on a payment plan. I think they're still collecting on that. So as they get closer, we should get a final report from them. Now, if you remember, I asked them for a check for $10,400. They did send us that check. I told them to make sure they kept enough money to where they could pay themselves. Based on the last report that they sent me, they have sufficient. We may be able, maybe get back a few hundred dollars, but not much. So we're doing fine as far as our budget. Newsletters, we have three more months. Maybe cut down and maybe only do two more newsletters. That's actually one of our most expensive things that we're doing is the newsletter, because the price of paper went up, so the price that we're paying for the newsletter actually went up almost $100. So it's, you know, you take $100 multiplied by 12 times, that's $1,200 more. Last month, for the 4th of July, we did spend about $1,000. We have one more event planned, and that's the Halloween, but we hardly spend any money for Halloween. Basically, it's just candy. So we should be fine. We have one major payment that has to be made this year, and that's insurance. And the biggest insurance that we have to pay for is for liability in case we get sued, and liability in case somebody gets injured while we're having an event or something in this property. But that one is about $700. The part for us is a little bit over $3,000. Well, I haven't gotten the last one, but that's what it was last year. I'm assuming that it's gone up some. Now, on the minutes, can I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Yes.
Motion, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Passed unanimously. First item, approve the amendments to the bylaws. I'll make the motion to approve the amendments to the bylaws. Do I hear a second?
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Passes. Because of the way we did our budget, I want to vote to approve $1,000 from legal to the newsletters. And basically all we're doing is we're not really moving money around. We're just saying that instead of spending $5,000 on budget, we're going to spend $4,000 on legal. We're going to spend $4,000. So it's just showing a transfer so that we're not over budget when it comes to the newsletters. Okay. Motion on that. Second? Approval? Okay. And I'm doing the 3 and 4 first before 2. 2 is a little bit more complicated.
Yeah.
The other one is we're also moving $1,000 from legal to utilities. We had $5,000 allocated for legal. This is actually from last year, spent close to $1,000 on legal. But it's not money that we've used. It's money that was basically a debt left over from last year. So, and we're moving it to utilities. Our electric bill is very high. I'm gonna see if I can get a different plan, but it's always been high. I don't understand why. It's always been high. It may be for years. We've always complained about the high electric bills. And it may be because they consider it a business account, and maybe they charge business.
They change companies?
Well, we've gone through three different companies so far, so they're all about the same. But the good news is, whatever we pay in electrical cost, you know that $8,700 that we for the lease for the city, we get to deduct that from that lease. So in essence, we're using that to not pay for the lease or pay the city, you know, outright. Same thing with the water. Although the water really only runs about $20 a month. So we're finding water, but we... Alexis came in. She wanted to wait for the water.
My granddaughter's birthday, and then I got caught in the rain. She only lives all the way in North Sharon, so.
So, if I can have a motion, transfer $1,000 from legal to utilities.
Yes.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passes. The second one. Since we adopted the amendments, we're changing from president, first vice president, second, third, secretary and treasurer. All we're going to have is president, first vice president, secretary, and treasurer. Right now we have two positions that are vacant. First vice president and treasurer.
And treasurer?
Yes. Now, basically the first vice president, their main job would be if something happens to me, they would take over. But with the new amendments, it doesn't have to be. Any officer can take over. Or if no officer wants to take it, a board of director can become president. So, is there anyone that wants to be first vice president? It's the easiest one between that and treasurer.
Between that and treasurer?
Yes.
What all does it entail?
While
you're here.
I can tell you what I do. I do the website. I answer.
No, I mean, while you're here.
While I'm here, same thing that the person that has been doing it for the last 6 months.
Because I can do some, but I work full time. You know,
okay, so,
I'll do everything I can do, but I work full time, and full time being 60 hours a week.
That's full time
minimum. Tomorrow I got to work 15 hours. But
okay, so you're fine with first vice?
I'm fine.
Anybody else interested? Ms. Vincent.
To be what?
First vice president.
Yeah, I thought that's what I was.
No, you're okay. Second.
Oh, I'm second. Okay, I'll be first.
Okay.
Okay, she can be first.
Okay, so she'll be first. The next one is treasurer. Now, treasurer really, you have to, at minimum, should know how to do Excel.
Okay.
Maybe QuickBooks. Well, I've been doing all of that, and I don't mind, you know, keep doing that. It's at some point in time, I need to show someone how to do it. In November, we're going to be doing invoicing. So, anybody interested in being treasurer? Elisa?
Good.
Yeah.
She
will.
No, I didn't say I will. Do you know how to do it? I said yes.
I didn't say I will.
And the reason that's important is because I believe it's October. Our contract with QuickBooks will either have to be terminated or extended. And QuickBooks is not cheap. It's a little bit over $900 a month. In fact, I got a notice from them this past week that they were going...
compared to other, software.
Yes. Yeah, so, if no one else is interested in first vice president, then Elisa will be the first vice president. All those in favor?
Treasurer.
And Ms. Vincent will be first vice president.
Right.
Is anybody opposed to that? No? New business. Now, this is where we can basically talk about anything. You know, we actually, at the end of this year, we're going to wind up with about $58,000 in the bank. We don't need that much money. We can consider maybe not invoicing, asking people to pay the $50 discount. Even if that happens, we'll have plenty for that. Because it's going to be split between us and District J. So there's plenty of money for that. But